Oh, let me put the jub jub back.
Oh, I've got really bad news.
Oh, is it worse than mine?
Probably much worse than yours.
Okay, go
At
on.
some point, I stopped recording. Because the thing was just flashing like it wasn't recording.
See, I warned you about it. No, before.
I
I
checked
told
it,
you.
though, and it was
Blank.
recording.
Blank tapes, I think.
Wow, this could be really bad. We might not have any of this.
It's okay, I've got it all written down. We'll start again.
Oh, Illy Poonie's gonna go to bed and he's gonna go watch Jim Brewer.
He can't throw hard either.
It's all right, nobody can.
I can.
You
H
can.
E I D E.
I like that you pronounce H-H.
That's because it's fucking H, you retard. How do you pronounce it? Q.
Yeah, enjoy
Fuck
Jim
wrong with
Brewer.
you.
I love Jim Brewer.
Oh shit. What? Oh, you can see me. Shnikes.
He says you look like an air traffic controller. Somebody else said you looked like you were on the space shuttle before.
Oh yes. So I just got a PM off Gentle Love.
I think everyone is getting PMs from Gentle Love.
Oh, I want a PM off Gentle Love that gives me his address so I can go around there, dress up in a little dress, and then he can treat me like a real woman. Oh, come on, Gentle Love. Send me your stuff and I'll sort you out, boy. Come on, girl.
I like the looks of
I'll
him. I
sort
like
you
how he was.
right
I
out.
like how he kept brushing his hair so he could get it slicked down just right.
I love the Hispanic look. It looks good. He looked like the guy that, have you ever had shit pushed in?
No,
Off Training
I
Day.
don't know what that is. Somebody said he looked like a Mongolian. I think Emo said he looked like a Mongolian, and I said he looked like a Samoan.
Fucking geek limey prick. He looked like one of the guys from Training Day. Have you ever had shit pushed in?
Oh, you know what? Listen, we gotta play some more voicemails because I got a shitload of them.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you're not recording.
I'm recording now.
Hey, hi, it's Mr.
Oh, well
Deej here
done.
with his celebrity
Can
death two of 2000.
Seriously, I'm scared to go back and now and find out what I didn't record.
Well, just don't go back like you have
Something
done for the last 2 months.
didn't record.
Was it this?
2009
No. He
recap of
recorded
the
that, but he
week.
didn't record the
This
gold that
week
was
is
before.
February of this year.
And bonus.
Not a lot
You
of
should have
notable
listened.
deaths in February this year. I mean, there was plenty
Oh,
of
it's
deaths, but
Deej.
not a lot
Where
of
did Deej go?
well-known people. So to start, on the 10th of February, Jeremy Lusk, the motocross racer who I believe took silver or gold in X Games last year, died at the age of 24 from a brain injury in a crash. February 16th saw Travis, age 14, the American-born chimpanzee, die. You will know him as the one who ate the woman's face, and you mentioned on your show. On the 17th, Brad Van Pelt, age 57, American a football star from the NFL, passed away because of a heart attack. On the 20th, Sox, the cat of the Clinton family during their run in the White House, died at age 19. Clarence Swenson, age 91, died on the 25th of the month. He was a munchkin in The Wizard of Oz. Wendy Richard, age 65, died of breast cancer. She was a British actress. You might know her from EastEnders. And that was on the 26th. On the 28th, radio broadcaster Paul Harvey died at the age of 90. That's February. See you next week. Bye. Hey, Heidi, it's Mr. Deej here with his movie recap of the week. This week I'm recapping one of my favorite movies of all time that,
really
though
movie,
it is
Heidi,
cheesy and
to
extremely unrealistic, is awesome. That would be The Wizard, starring Fred Savage and Luke Edwards. Luke Edwards. In...
Have you
1989
seen The Wizard
classic about two brothers
Fred
traveling
Savage
across the
and Luke?
country.
Fuck it.
I've never seen it, actually, but I think now I would like to see it. Why?
If I have my big headphones on like yours, No, go on. Continue playing DJ's song. Voicemail, rather.
Trying to get to California, where along the way Luke
so
Edwards
if I've got my headphones
Woods,
on,
turns,
it kind of we're both
very,
the same sort
very
of thing.
Well.
Because you've got like
and
big headphones, I've got big headphones.
The
only difference is
the unrealistic part is both these kids and a third kid that they meet up with, a girl, are under age 13, and somehow they can find their way across the country. Vegas has a kid hotel full of video games and children working as hostesses, and it's very unrealistic, but it's hilarious. It also stars Christian Slater and Beau Bridges, as Beau Bridges is the boy's father, and Christian Slater is their older brother. And it's...
This is a star-studded cast.
Oh, it's just an awesome, hilarious movie. Luke Edwards has a mental disorder after his twin sister passed away, and all he really says is California, or just one-word sentences. I mean, it's hard to explain how awesome this movie is. If you like video games, if you like pointless movies, if you like movies that are completely unrealistic from the real world.
Yeah, all those things. Check, check, check.
I recommend The Wizard. Have a good show. Bye.
Note taken. Thank you, Deej. Oh, and then a couple people called in and hung up. Oh, you too, Cockney. You left some silent voicemails.
Wash.
And then we got another emo Tony B. Somewhere in here. I was skimming through these silent voicemails.
Hello, the Heidi Show.
Hi, it's Emo Tony B.
Tony B. From Hamilton, New
from
Jersey.
From Hamilton, New Jersey.
With my What Did I Watch This Week review. This week I am not very impressed with my thing that I reviewed. I watched a movie called The Fisher King.
Which I thought was a great movie. It was nominated for all kinds of... I'll turn Cockney back up for this. It was nominated for all kinds of Academy Awards. Thanks. But only Mercedes Rule won for Best Supporting Actress. And she was great in it. But Robin Williams was nominated for Best Actor. It was nominated for Best Art Direction, Set Decoration, Best Music, Original Score, Best Writing.
So you didn't hear what I just said.
Schneike says, I left a silent voicemail, meaning fart, in the hallway at work today.
Schneike couldn't fart because he's
Because he what?
No, she didn't hear what I was just going on about.
Nobody
my
did.
Recap.
Nobody heard
oh,
what
you
were going
fucker.
On about.
You see, I was going on about Jane Fiction.
Because I turned your goddamn volume down.
Well, fine. All right. That's all right.
Because, Cockney, because people call into the voicemail. When I'm playing their voicemail, they don't deserve to have you talking over them.
Heidi, it was Deej. No one wants to hear
it came out in 1991.
Okay, that's his bit.
It's got Jeff Bridges.
All right. Trust me, listen
Chase
back.
Robin Williams.
You love it.
Some other chick that looks familiar and some other chick that looked familiar to me. Anyway, this movie's over fucking 2 hours long.
Go. Heidi, go.
Yeah, I don't get it.
How'd you go?
Yeah, I just don't get it. There's, like, this radio DJ, and he says some shit to some dude, and then this dude goes and shoots up some cafe, and I don't know, a bunch of people get killed, and then... So, this guy turns into a drunk years later, and ends up hanging out with homeless people, or about to kill himself. No, he's about to kill himself, and... Some people try to beat the shit out of him, and a homeless dude saves him and, you know, takes care of him, and he begins to hang out with this homeless dude and finds out that he kind of went batshit crazy after his wife died when they were at some club and some dude came in and shut up the place. Okay, so now we come full circle. That didn't take long. Anyway, so they hang out. It's like this weird kind of fish out of water, odd couple type situation. But even that's a little thin... And I don't know. I just don't get it. I watched it. I watched the whole movie. It made no fucking sense to me. It didn't make me feel good. It didn't make me feel bad. I really didn't laugh. It made me realize that I really don't like Robin Williams. I used to love him. Used to think he was hysterical. And the more I see of him in movies, it's just like, dude, I get it. So annoying.
Well, I agree. I mean, Robin Williams is sort of an annoying, played-out character himself. He's a little bit... It's old. It's tired now. Enough. You know, it was one thing when he was all coked up doing stand-up. You know, having to watch him in movies now has become quite tiresome.
He was really good in One Hour Photo, but
didn't
that was just
it.
A fucking twisted movie. Anyway, yeah, so... That's what I watched. I watched The Fisher King. Don't bother. It's not a good movie. It won... People won awards for it and for the screenplay and music. I didn't think any of it warranted any kind of recognition, let alone an award. Now you're going to have to excuse me. I'm in the middle of getting heartburn from the massive amount of tacos at midnight Doritos I ate. Yeah, it was the first time I had them, and they were good. So, yeah. But that's where I'm at. Watch Fisher King. It sucked. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with an ancient Chinese proverb. Virginity is like a bubble. One
Jesus.
Prick and it's all gone. Anyway, I'm Emo Tony B, Hamilton, New Jersey. What did I watch this week review?
Hey, you have Nick's uncle crops his arm.
I pulled some skin off my arm just now. You see that? I'm peeling.
Save it. I want it.
Hi, it's Heather
You're
the
peeling.
Lesbian.
Hey,
Sorry,
listen.
I figured I would join in.
It's Heather the Lesbian.
The girl with the arms.
The girl with arms.
That was my...
Oh.
What did I watch?
I rewound too
review.
Far. Okay, Heather the Lesbian. She called.
She called.
Hi, it's Heather the Lesbian calling. I figured I would join in on all the recap fun that everybody seems to be having and throw in my 2 cents for the USA Network show Burn Notice. I think it's third season now, I think. But anyway,
have not seen it.
Basically, this guy is a spy for the U.S. government, and they burn him and dump him in Miami. And he's got no job, no money, no nothing. And all he does is run around and basically helps people out. Does shit the cops can't do. And he's got his insane ex-girlfriend who, if she had her way, would blow up everything. He's got his old friend from the FBI who is Bruce Campbell, so... You know, we all love Bruce Campbell. And
we all do.
He's just hilarious. And all he does is sit around.
You know, I always liked Bruce Campbell. Then MySpace came out. And somebody I saw added Bruce Campbell as a friend.
Oh, God, not the Bruce Campbell fucking story again. Sorry.
And drink beer and make snarky comments. And, you know. He gets to do FBI retired bullshit too. And his mother, who is the typical Miamian lady who sits around
I
and
smokes
all day.
That, sorry.
And the most recent episode that I saw,
old
friend
you.
From the FBI, who is Bruce Campbell. So, you know, we all love Bruce Campbell. And he's just hilarious. And all he does is sit around and drink beer and make snarky comments. And, you know, he gets to do FBI retired bullshit, too. And his mother, who is the typical Miamian lady who sits around and smokes all day. And the most recent episode that I saw was this guy, schizophrenic guy, worked at a software company, and he was convinced that aliens, the bad aliens, were killing off all the good aliens because they were trying to cover up some plot. And so he went to our hero, Michael Weston. to have him help out. And as it turned out, all the good aliens were American spies. And the bad aliens were all the douchebags who worked at this company who were killing everybody off because they were uncovering their, I don't know what the fuck it was, money laundering scheme or something. I don't know. They were stealing money.
Yeah, I never remember that shit either.
And it's actually, like, really a lot of fun. And I know there's another one sitting on my DVR waiting to be watched, but haven't seen that one yet.
I feel like I could have a conversation with her.
There, I gave you, what, 2 minutes worth of content? So, yeah, you have fun with that. And I will finish up listening to your show right now. Have fun.
Oh, we're having fun, Heather, the lesbian.
Hello, Heidi. How are you? Hello, listeners. This is Emo Tony V from Hamilton, New Jersey.
Emo Tony V again.
Calling in with my update on what I watched this week. I started to watch a movie called Humboldt County, which by its Netflix description looked pretty cool. However, I turned it on, and whose face was staring at me but Fairuza Balk, and I can't fucking stand that con-
Word, brother. Bitch can't act. She really can't. No, nothing special, purpose-driven, not special. Only special because Heather the Lesbian gave us a voicemail.
I hated that witch movie she was in, and she damn near ruined American History X for me, but
nearly.
That is such an exceptional movie that I was able to overlook her rather small part in it and appreciate the movie. But yeah, in the first 10 or 20 minutes, I saw so much of her I actually had to turn it off. Anyway, my second choice was the movie I actually got in the mail, which I update my queue only when I'm really drunk. And then I never look at the emails for what they're sending me next in my queue. So it's, you know.
Oh, you know what? That's a good, that just reminded me. That's a good idea for a I don't know if it's a good idea or not. Maybe it's not a good idea. If I do, if I can read off my top 10 movies on my Netflix queue every week. What do you think?
Did you watch any of the movies that I fucking requested apart from It's All Gone Pete Tong?
No, I haven't. But you have to understand. But. I'm like, but. there was something about football. What was it?
Football Factory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's All Gone Pete Tong. Give your review of that, and then I'll tell you. So I've just been to the toilet, and I've got a jar of beetroot now that I'm going to snack on.
I really loved It's All Gone Pete Tong. I thought that was a really funny
Give your review
movie.
Of it.
I asked my ex-husband if what he thought of it, and he was like, I thought it was just okay.
Fuck off, it's a brilliant film.
That's what I thought. I told him, I said I thought it was the best movie I had seen in a long time.
Mm.
That was my take on it. I thoroughly enjoyed it to the point that I kept pausing it and taking long breaks from it because I wanted to make it last longer.
Yeah, it's like if you take away all the comedy, like the badger bits from it.
Yeah.
And just think of it as a normal, like, let's say a rom-com sort of film. It's still a good film.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Because so I was commenting to you about the cocaine badger, because that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
You know.
Can't we just be friends now and again? We'll see each other just a little bit. just at weekends.
So the thing is, there's this DJ, and he's like the greatest party
Don't give it away. Don't
DJ
give it away.
Ever.
Just tell people to watch it. Emo needs to watch it.
You just told me to recap it.
Well, no, let's just say Emo needs to watch it.
One of my favorite things.
Next week.
Walking out of Transformers 2, a great movie. I wouldn't have walked. I went to see it in IMAX. I was fairly impressed by the effects. I mean, yeah, the movie itself was pretty shitty, but.
How big is your IMAX?
How big is it? I don't know. It's like 40 by 40.
What's that?
40.
Oh, you know what? Right. You know a 40? What you call 40? Like what people drink on the street?
A 40 ounce, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A 40. Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's 40 ounces of beer.
Is it just like any beer?
It's like a malt liquor, usually.
So it's malt. So like Jack Daniels is malt whiskey, isn't it?
No, it's not whiskey in it.
Well, what is it? What's a 40? Could the black people drink it?
It can just be beer. It could be a 40 ounces of Miller Lite.
So 40, so it's just like a 40 of Old English or whatever or anything.
Right.
Well, okay.
It's a big beer bottle, Tyler Big T says. So the thing that I liked in It's All Gone, Pete Tong, was how every time, every interaction with his stepson was
the black kid.
Well, yeah, the black kid was to hug him, like dive in for a hug and then go, "You're right." That was all he ever said to the kid. It was so awesome. Like he was so like paranoid. He didn't know how to deal with this child. He had no idea what to do with him. So he would just hug him and then go, "You're right." He was so concerned he was going to damage him in some way, you know?
Emo in chat just said, "Nice, I have to check it out." Emo, if you haven't watched It's All Gone Pete Tong by next week on the Heidi show, then I will ban you. I'll get Heidi to demod you and I will ban you.
I keep meaning to say, though, Cockney, there's a new zombie movie coming out. It's called Zombieland.
And yes, I watched a preview for it. You posted you on your Facebook.
Yeah, and fucking Woody Harrelson is in it. It looks great. It looks great.
Oh, thank you, by the way, for the message I sent you on Facebook that you didn't reply to, where I mentioned that me and my daughter might be in a YouTube video involving zombies. Awkward silence. And go.
So my Netflix queue right now, it says right now I have When We Were Kings, which I don't have because I've sent it back. And then
it's
so
All Gone Pete Tong. Is that what it's called, Heidi?
It's called.
Oh, it's gone a bit Pete Tong.
No, It's All Gone Pete Tong.
Confused. Yeah, right, okay.
So
that's it. Bish bash bosh, done. Sorted.
Right, bish bash bosh.
Mm-hmm. Tips up.
So I have Ron and Rashomon right now at home, and today I watched most of Rashomon. I'm not totally done with it yet. But these are Akira Kurosawa movies, and if you don't know who Kurosawa is, he's a Japanese filmmaker, and a lot of current filmmakers sort of like have based their work off of his, like Tarantino's a big Kurosawa fan. Tarantino, Robert Altman, big filmmakers sort of idolize Akira Kurosawa. And like that song, that Bare Naked Ladies song, like Kurosawa, I make mad films. So he made these, they're samurai movies. So Rashomon I watched most of today. And then I also have Ron. Then, so the next 10 movies in my, well actually, the next 12, yeah. No, listen. The next... Just listen! Let me finish this!
Go on, then.
You're so interrupty.
No, my headphone wire only goes so far. I need to go just get a Rizzler.
Go ahead.
Like, so, just don't speak for 5 seconds.
Five seconds. Go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, ready?
You were speaking.
No, I counted down to 5 seconds.
Oh, by the way, I've been smoking, so I've done a lot for 3 weeks.
You weren't supposed to start smoking.
Well, no, it's okay. I'll stop tomorrow.
All right.
I won't smoke again. Go on.
So, Ron and Rashomon I have here. The next 12 movies in my queue are all Kurosawa movies. So, I'm going to be on watching nothing but samurai movies for weeks.
I saw the Flying Daggers one.
No, that's not Kurosawa.
No, but what's that called?
The House of Flying Daggers.
Yes.
Okay. Now you have to see Hero.
That was good.
So, Throne of Blood, The Lower Depths, Ikiro, Stray Dog, High and Low, Two Ninjas, Fine. Hidden Fortress, The Bad Sleep Well, Redbeard, The Idiot, Matadeo, and Akira Kurosawa's Dreams.
Red Wings, what?
And then later, I also have something called Kagamusha coming up, which is another Kurosawa movie. So, stay tuned. I'm going to have lots of Kurosawa to talk about.
You do that email. It's good.
Okay. Schneike says Inglourious Basterds looks awesome. I think it looks just okay because I think it comes from a very ignorant place.
Niggerant place.
I think it comes from a very ignorant place. I think if you like Jews and you hate Nazis or you hate German people, then it looks awesome. But if you... What?
Don't be an uppity Nazi.
I understand the whole, like, ultra-violent thing. That's cool and all. But, you know, the whole, you know, we're going to bash Nazi brains, you know, that doesn't really appeal to me so much. And Brad Pitt, really?
You know, kind of like a game and a surprise, and I just get stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, at some point I wanted to watch this, so let's give it a try.
Are you speaking?
Anyway, what arrived at my door, now pronounce you
Chuck
and Larry.
Just, I thought you were falling into the Atlantic, as you said to me the other week.
No, sweetheart, I was going to play Emo's voicemail.
Oh, right, okay. Let me get my mouse.
Adam Sandler's more recent donations to the film world. I put it in wanting to hate it, although I do like Adam Sandler and I like probably 50% of his movies. I kind of can't stand Kevin James, and he plays obviously the secondary male lead in the movie. And it was PG-13, which surprised me. And watching it, some of the content I question why it was given a PG-13 rating rather than an R based on some other kind of stuff I've seen in other movies. Maybe they're too afraid to step on gay toes, making it too taboo. I don't know. Like I said, I wanted to hate the movie, and I have to say in the end, all right, well, let's give a brief synopsis. Two firefighters, friends, whatever. One ends up owing the other one a favor, and he says, my wife is dead, I need to give my benefits, blah, 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 insurance fraud, investigations, the whole nine ensues. Anyway, it's close to a two-hour movie. It could have been more like an hour and 20 minutes and said the same thing. I did quite heartily giggle at some of the jokes in it. It was genuinely funny in a very few parts, and a few of the things they were allowed to get away with.
He heartily giggled. I think that's a resounding endorsement for I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
With the PG-13 rating, was interesting. because in another movie, in a different pretense, it would have been given an R rating. But that's the Motion Picture Association of America for you.
Emo says, to be fair, he was real high. But you know what? I mean, there's something to be said for a movie that makes you laugh when you're high.
There's a documentary.
Ever watch Adam Sandler movies on weed?
I can't think of the name of it right now, but it stars independent people that fought their ratings, blah, blah, blah. That's a whole other segment on a whole other day. Anyway, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I actually, it's okay. I didn't hate watching it, but I'm not glad I watched it. I'm not better for half watching the movie. yeah, so that's about it. Anyway, I watched that movie, and I'm Emo Tony B from Hamilton, New Jersey, and that's what I watched this week.
I like that he said he was going to say, I'm Hamilton, New Jersey. Thank you, thank you. So that was 22 and a half minutes of voicemails that I played throughout the course of the show. I'm very dismayed because I'm looking at my Netflix queue and there, I have a little info message and it says, the short films of David Lynch has been moved to the saved section of your queue. We are not able to ship it at this time. We apologize for the inconvenience. No short films of David Lynch for me. Anyway.
Coffee. You've got some back. Oh.
You're back.
Okay, cool. I remembered one of the other films. It was Football Factory.
Yeah.
It was that one, the DJ one. It's All Gone Pete Tong.
Which I watched.
Football Factory. Yeah. Football Factory, which is about football violence, like soccer violence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
Oh, fuck. Human Traffic. Yes. You need, if you haven't seen Human Traffic.
All right, I'm adding them as we speak.
Human Traffic. You will enjoy that more than It's All Gone Pete Tong. Trust me on that, I think. In fact, you will.
Okay, so I'm adding... Yes. Ooh, and it's I can watch it instantly, too.
That's because it's a fucking good film.
Oh, is that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so that Football Factory... I also have
Human
to...
Human Traffic.
I also have to add Sick... on Emo's suggestion and The Wizard on Deej's suggestion.
Okay. And Eden Lake, just for your wrongness.
Okay, Sick is already in my queue.
I thought you already had these, Heidi, you know. I thought we'd been through this.
I didn't put them in my queue. I put Sick in my queue at some point in time. I don't know when. Human Traffic, here we go.
Dude, that's my bike. Ian Lake was a great movie. That, right, mate, I came home on my own, full of drugs, fucked up, couldn't sleep, and I downloaded it and watched it, and it fucked me up on my own, just watching it in the dark. And I was like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Cat, stop
How
it.
How could this be happening? And it was just a horrible film. Do not watch it if you've fucking taken about too many pills. And whatnot, and you come home on your own about 4 a.m. Don't watch Eden Lake then. It's just a depressing, horrible movie, but it's sick and wrong, which is good.
Is it good? Is that good?
Yeah.
Sick it's, and horrible.
Dude, that's not what in chat room says. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up movie, he says, and I can't disagree.
Frodo, stop it now.
It's good.
Sorry, the cat is, like, pulling the door apart, trying to get out of here. Frodo, come here. Come here.
Would you like to hear about my kitten story?
Yes, here.
Have you got anything to talk about? Have you got anything in your little book?
Well, here, tell us.
That's a beautiful cat.
He's gorgeous. Oh, okay. He's also an asshole.
Have you seen Lady Dagger's post on Facebook about the fat cat trying to scratch itself?
You know what? I haven't. I didn't. I saw it, but I didn't watch it.
It's very funny. You should watch it.
I will. I will now.
Okay. Hush. No, I haven't seen Hush. Is Hush a big thing in the US at the moment?
What is Hush?
I don't know. Dude, that's my wife knows what it is. Oh, is it? No. I've heard of it. I've heard like whispers. No pun intended of it. I'll check it out tomorrow if I remember.
Whispers of Hush.
Yeah. I've seen Hush, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode.
Did you like that?
What, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
I've got every episode sat in front of me right now.
All right. So my brother was really into that show. I loved the movie, and because I loved the movie, I couldn't bring myself to watch the show.
Ah, oh, the show. But I'll tell you what, right? My daughter Rebecca has watched every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, whether she wanted to or not.
Okay.
But I put the last, I've got it right here. Yeah, lean forward here. Okay, that's the video box set of the last three videotapes of the episode. And I watched them with her. I went, we'll just watch them from the beginning. We watched like 9 episodes in like 3 days. And I was like close to, not tears, but you know that thing that men do where they like go, and like sort of laugh, but they're like holding back tears. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that a lot for the last, like, for a few of the episodes. And it was like, wow, that was, like, really intense. And it's just really good script writing. I'm sorry, Buffy the Vampire Slayer had some good fucking writers.
Yeah, I've heard that. Passenger 57.
Everyone bets on, always bet on black.
Yeah, I think I saw that in the theater, actually.
In the theater? What, with people acting out and stuff? Or do you mean in the cinema?
In the cinema, yeah. Summer of Sam was absolutely fucking horrible.
Shit.
I couldn't even sit through it on VHS. I had to stop the tape and fucking return it to the video store because I fucking hated it. And I don't generally hate Spike Lee movies. I hated that movie. What the fuck? What did these cats do in here? My God.
Not Snike in the chat room just made me laugh by saying that Wesley busted a turtleneck in that movie, which just made me think of that photo of my Facebook where, am I not totally enough for the turtle club?
Am I not totally enough for your turtle club? Turtle.
This is from Master of Disguise, which I haven't actually
seen.
I want
to be the Master of Disguise. It's a horrible movie. You can't even sit through it.
Yeah, but you need to watch it just for that one line. Come on.
Yeah, and Schneike says the best Spike Lee movie is The 25th Hour, and that is a great movie.
You know, on the last podcast that you posted the other day, do you not think that that's a good idea, that what I said about Shaun of the Dead? Since we're talking about movies and stuff.
Yeah. You know, what was funny is that I don't think I caught that during the show. When I listened back to it, I was like, that is a really good idea. And I don't remember you saying that, you know, live on the show. I don't know where my head was or what else I was listening to. But I don't remember you saying that. But then when I listened back to it, I was like, that really is a great idea. Make Shaun of the Dead 2 about the experience of the people that they ran into, like in the alleyway on the way to the Winchester.
Maybe I should send an email to someone in England, the Queen or something, and Dad take
Not
care
Simon
of it.
Pegg.
Well, he do.
What?
Because we all know the Queen over here, don't we?
Emo Tony B didn't like Shaun of the Dead.
But yeah,
how do you not like Shaun of the Dead? That was a great movie. Yeah, seriously.
It was better than Fuzz. What was it?
Hot Fuzz. I still haven't seen Hot Fuzz.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It had its funny bits, but
it wasn't a zombie
Shaun
movie.
Of the Dead. Yeah. No, see, dude, that's my wife says he loved it. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, it had its points, but no, it went on too long for my liking.
Oh, Boy Meets Weed is here. He always kind of comes in at the end.
Boy Meets Weed. It's not. It's Boy Meets World.
No.
But
this is a play on Boy Meets World, Boy Meets Weed. Get
well,
it?
No, but there's another person on live video that's called Boy Meets World.
So
and
what?
She's a girl.
Yeah, but this is someone else.
That's why I get confused.
Topanga. Topanga.
Children are the sun.
Do you know Topanga?
Cities of Gold?
Listen to me.
Go on.
That girl that played Topanga hosts a talk soup type show on the Style Network. Yeah, Danielle Fischel. She's pretty good, too. She's a funny girl.
Oh, hold on. It's not Snarky, he's just been banned.
No, he's still here.
Right, okay. It just confused me where it's typed in red. It looked like it'd just been banned.
No.
Okay, come on. So what was Topanga from?
She was from Boy Meets World.
Oh, my song came.
Is that why you're not understanding it?
Maybe it's a bit slow. Maybe I'll turn everyone off and then I'll get back to stuff. It's okay. I've just turned all the cams off and maybe I'll get back up to hijinks on the stuff.
Maybe.
I'm... Have you got lots of recordings?
Hold your flicks, I'm not for the photo ops. It's black, code name, y'all fit Kodo. Ock my twist like a ratchet in the auto shop. Since granddaddy opened Soto, stopped and he got the caddy. I've been gladly serving. Any of y'all cats wanna act determined? Spit pesticides for rats and vermin. Seem like none of y'all chumps is learning. You're hopeless, and I'm a little better than dopest. Far from a brand new kid to showbiz. Trying to hold on, maintain my focus. Coming out the room with a cloud of smoke that's rolling. With the punches, I survive and rock. Cause I keep the crowd alive. And the texture of my voice is coarse and kind of hoarse and cut. Like I'm throwing 1,000 knives. Man,
party people, gather round. What we have here is a brand new sound. Reach for my waist, you hit the ground. You better jump when that awful sound goes. Yeah, that's what's happening in the parking lot.
The man at hand, a rule of school and reach and teach the blind to find a way from A to Z and be the most, the boast, the loud, the proud, the gain, the reign of remain. The heat is on, so feel the fire, come off the empire, or the more higher, level of death, one step beyond dope. Yes, the suckers all scope and hope to cope, but nope. Cause I can never let them on top of me. I play them out like a game of Monopoly. Let them speed around a board like an Astro. And send them to jail for trying to pass school, shaking them up, breaking them up, taking them stuff, but it still ain't right.
What are you doing, Cockney?
I'm just fucking with you.
Look, I got a new Wilco t-shirt. Look at it.
Take it off. Is she still playing music?
Yeah. We can hear you now.
Right, okay. I was just trying to spell... tell not Schnikes that... a bit ago, you know, when I went off on my rant about how good my painting was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I said I'd send in an update of my painting for you or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I've got one if he wants to send me an email address or whatever. So if you want to do that in the chat room, I'll do it on there. You try and speak whatever.
Yeah.
And then tonight is basically if you send an email to cockneytony75@hotmail.com. Heidi, type that in chat because my fingers don't work.
I'm sorry, say it again.
My email, cockney75@hotmail.com.
Okay.
.co.uk, sorry.
.co.uk?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Snikes, if you send me an email requesting a photo of it, I'll send you what I'm up to with it at the moment. I haven't touched it for about 3 weeks. Sorry, Heidi. But,
it's okay. Take your time.
Well, no, I did take my time, and it looked really good. And then I rushed it a bit, and then it looked a bit poo. And I'm not happy with it, which, as Snikes will tell you, as most artists... we're never happy with what we're here.
My daughter's working on a Totoro picture right now. You want to see it?
A what?
Totoro.
What's that?
She's drawing this, and then she might do like a oil pastel on it. You see it? It's Totoro.
Yeah, shit.
It's Totoro.
What's that picture?
It's my neighbor Totoro.
Looks like a Pikachu.
Schneike's painted a big She-Ra over Heidi's painting. That's not nice. I mean, I'll take the She-Ra.
No.
See, I knew it. I knew the love was gone. I could feel it. I said, something's going on here. These boys have given up on me.
But not Schneike's. If you send me something, I'll try to send you something, and hopefully you'll get it. And then you can tell me what you think of it, because I want your opinion. Because I don't think it's any good. I mean, it's better than what, like, normal people would do. But...
normal non-artists.
Yeah, just send me a thing. Who was it who I said that I'd send I Love Sarcastic Prick t-shirt to? Was that Dude or Snikes?
I don't know.
Oh, nothing. No, I don't want nothing in return.
You've been moving to the Upper East Side of Manhattan? The UES?
See, this is frustrating. This is why, right, Snikes or Dude, That's My Bike, needs to set up a Facebook account, even if just for a week, because then we can chat, and it's just easier. Oh, I've got AIM. Who was it?
Do you now? You want to give out your AIM?
Yeah, okay. I think it's Warren Cockney. It's WARRENCOKNEY. I missed a C out for some reason. At aim.com.
Wait, so the Cockney is COKNEY?
Yeah.
Warren COKNEY? That's your screen name?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, good to know.
Go for it.
Go for it.
I don't know why I need that. I just have a vague memory. I think it might be an emo saying I need to get aim.
Yeah, because that's how everybody else communicates.
I don't know. I'm a fucking retard. I'm just about making sense of this. Dead air.
There's a girl in here, you know. That
where?
Boy meets weed is a girl.
Warren. No, the first one. Please, that's not right. Warren. With no C. The first one.
Fond of Y-O-U. Check it out!
What's
hot for us? What, Cockney?
I didn't mean to send that link.
Okay.
I didn't mean to send that link.
The most ridiculous, repulsive games.
But check that out. Cause you didn't know, did you? About that?
I didn't know.
Cool. Well, check that out, and then you'll get it. So I meant to send you a flying fuck.
Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama.
We'll go out to sea,
mm-hmm,
and perfect our chemistry.
Oh. Yeah, I can hear you.
By and by,
AR Kermit City.
I'll wait till after this song. Play that club then.
Cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eye under a tropical island sky.
No, it gives me a tropical contact high. That's the best line in the song. The Muppets changed it.
Fuck it. If we're going to speak over cover, I'll just go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, because he says under a tropical island sky, but it gives me a tropical contact high is the Beach Boys line.
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
I don't know. I've got something to say. So, you know how it works. I have something to say. I just still need to say it. No matter what. So, I don't know. I need to see if you play music now or not and how loud it is. Okay, I'll speak like this. Is that loud enough to be heard?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Right. So, you know I'm watching The Wire of late. I keep referencing
The Wire. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
you've been watching The Wire.
I'm up to season three. And where I get them from is a place called Slade Hall. Okay, and you've heard of the Chemical Brothers, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this Slade Hall is the place where the Chemical Brothers played their first ever gig. Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and that's Manchester, and that's where about 20% of my friends live. It's about an 18-room house, basically. It's a big, it's the oldest house in Manchester. If you Google search Slade Hall, Manchester, in England.
Slade, S-L-A-D-E?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it. Okay, you'll find that at Slade Hall. And that's where I party at. When I haven't been there for about a month or two because I haven't been drinking and stuff, but I'm going to be back there probably next weekend. But I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, what Emo has to go. About? Emo has to go.
Night, Big Tick.
Bye, Emo Tony. Love you. So you were asking for the True Blood theme song.
There you go. You got me back on track, you see. Thank you.
Right. So, good. I've been watching that show.
The Wire. The Wire. Ooh, The Wire.
Yeah, Wire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get I download The Wire from there. Well, my mate Ricky Roo does onto his USB and puts it onto my PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that's where I get The Wire from. I've asked him to see if he's got True Blood, and he says he's not sure. So basically, I need to go around there and have a look. See what they've got. So, but I've never seen one episode of it.
Mm-hmm.
How many seasons in are we?
We're 4 episodes into the second season.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's too much.
Right.
Cool. So it's easily catch upable.
So it's a great show, True Blood. But what the problem is with it is that every once in a while, Alan Ball doesn't write the episodes. He's the creator, and he does a great job of writing the episodes. But But, oh, and Anna Paquin is, like, hot as hell in this show. It's ridiculous. Like, I never was into her at all. And her face is kind of busted. But her body is ridiculous. She's tiny. She's tight. She's ridiculous.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anna Paquin? She won the She won the Academy Award for the piano when she was, like, 11.
Oh, with Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, yeah.
No, all I know about that is...
And she was Rogue. She was Rogue in,
The Blue Girl.
X-Men.
No, not Blue Girl.
No.
Yeah.
The one she can't touch anything. She's got to have, like, gloves on.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's ridiculous in the show. She's so hot. But, so here's the thing. Great show. But every once in a while, some chick named Nancy writes the episode, and... it sucks.
Nancy.
Whoever this woman is, it's like right off the bat, you're like, something's not right with this episode.
Do you not know who that is? Have you not figured that out?
What do you mean?
Do you watch Torchwood?
Torchwood. No, I don't watch it. Deej was just telling me he watches it.
Okay, I was joking, but I'm going to go into Torchwood in a second. Go on, carry on.
Okay. So, anyway, yeah, you wanted to hear the intro from this. We should be playing it underneath.
Before we do, Eddie, whoa, one sec, don't play it yet. Pause. Please pause. Have you paused?
Yeah.
Have you? Let me check.
Yes, I paused okay. It. I yeah. Paused.
Sorry, I don't fucking trust
just
you, do
take
I?
My word for
right, do you know, have you... Do you watch Torchwood at all?
No, not at all.
Or does anyone in the chat room? Very quickly, though.
Tyler Big T said another great show. I think he's referring to Torchwood, yeah.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, can anyone tell me in chat what Torchwood is an anagram for?
What's Torchwood an anagram for?
Yeah, it's a little, oh, you fucker. Yeah. Tyler with a big T got it.
Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a clue to the whole series.
Right. Well, Deej was just telling me about it. He said they had a marathon on BBC America. And Toko wants to know who watches Hung. I've watched Hung. I've been watching it. And I didn't think I was going to like it, but it actually turns out to be pretty freaking good. Anyway, I'm going to play the song now.
Play the song. Good song.
When you came in the air went out.
Should have let me rant for it.
And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through. I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room. Heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you.
Thank you.
So yeah, that was good. A nice little, that was only a little song.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
Oh shit, I can hear myself. I don't want to be hearing that.
I gotta wrap this up. I can't keep doing this.
Go on then, wrap it up. Wrap it up with a big, fat, fucking red, sparkly bow.
Well, if I had one, I surely would.
You know what? I can't type for shit when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I know.
My spelling isn't the best in the
world
anyway.
Well, I'll tell you something. You're a lot more lucid now than you were several hours ago.
I should hope so. Oh, do you know, fuck me, that teacup drugs, whatever I took before, right, that hit me really hard for a little while.
Yeah.
I think that was basically probably about half a pill, some MDMA powder, and some ketamine.
That's crazy.
And I was always going to take it. I mean, you know, it's breakfast, but I just wasn't expecting it to have that sort of effect. But it proper. I actually, at one point, I took the headphones off and just put me in front of me and went, well, you can't see what I'm doing, but with my arms, my right hand is on my left shoulder, my left hand is on my right shoulder. And I just did the, no, that's it, enough, as in waving my arms in front of me, sort of sign.
Yeah.
And I just went, no. And Mark and Doris were sat there and they were like, well, what do you want us to do? And it's like, I can't handle that. That everything's gone a bit weird. It just went for about 10 minutes. It went,
yeah, we really like kind of lost you for a minute there. It would be funny for you when you listen back on the podcast. Hopefully it got recorded because I have no idea when I hit the button that made it stop recording. No idea. No idea. But at some point I hit the button.
Well, you know what, Heidi? I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to give you this. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you hearing me giving you the clap?
Yeah.
Not the clap. But for doing a good job with the editing for the last show, because apparently you said that you missed a bit during the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't notice when it.
You know what? I didn't
a bit.
Really put a lot of effort into that editing either. I pasted it together and then listened to how it sounded. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That was all right.
I didn't notice a skip in it whatsoever.
It there was like, you know, it was like a huge gap too, you know what I mean? Because I was so drunk and I went from, you know, I was recording.
I sort of remember you saying, oh shit, I'm not recording.
I was the one card had filled up. So then I started like made some half-assed attempt to record through the laptop, which is completely gone. There's no record of that whatsoever. So that was like a good 15 minutes. And then I finally worked it out enough to like get another SD card into the recorder. So whatever those two recordings was, there was a huge chunk out of the middle of it. And I just stuck them together and I didn't even bother to try to make it like smooth or anything. I was like, that'll do.
It totally worked. I mean, I didn't notice any sort of gap.
It almost sounded like you just like paused. It almost sounded like when your audio drops out because of your internet connection, it almost sounded like that you couldn't even tell.
It's not my internet connection. It's your connection that's the problem.
I see.
It's not my end. We've just got upgraded to a 10 meg download speed or whatever that means.
I see.
I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you
say good night.
I'm gonna say good night and thank you for joining me on the Heidi Show. Please email the show Heidi HEIDE at theheidishow.com. Call us, leave us your voicemails. It's 631-576-4774. Email us, call us, and we'll read it on the air. We'll play the call on the air. We'd
for
love
international.
To hear from you.
For international calls from England, that's 001.
001-631-576-4774. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us in chat. Thank you, Heather the Lesbian, for calling in on voicemail and emailing. And that is it for me.
It's good night from her.
Yeah.
And you didn't get it, you fucker. You meant to say it's good night from him.
Wait, this isn't what I want. From
her. Twice fat. I'll do this again, teacher.
Thank you for listening to me. that'll do it. Thank you, Cockney. Thank you, Absent. And everyone for listening. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Did you get the last word in then, or me?
I think you, always you.
Always me, it's from me. So have we got an absent back?
No, we're going. It's done. It's over.
What? Shut up.
Yeah, I'm actually ending the show.
You're not having an after show?
No, it's over. Come on, it's fucking 12 o'clock. I gotta go.
I'll tell you what, look, you take your headphones off.
Yeah.
Right. Fuck them off. Put Absent on the line on the conference. Absent, are you still there?
No, he's not. He's not even sitting at the computer. He's over in the kitchen.
Well, stick him on fucking Job Job.
He's in the fucking kitchen.
Heidi.
Cockney.
Behave.
Oh, he's painting. He's painting. He's painting. He's working on the Superman.
Oh, behave. He's not painting. He's wanking.
No, you can see that he's painting.
Can we?
If look I put at him. He's painting.
Heidi, what time is it there?
Rooster!
No. Heidi, what time is it there?
Show us the painting. It's 12:06.
Okay, it's 5:10 here.
Painting, yeah? We want to see the painting.
Wait, I haven't got a rooster on my fucking thing. I've got Mike Swan, not Schneikes, Cock, Heidi Show, Dude, Tyler, and oh, Absent. Yeah. Heidi.
What?
I demand a fucking after show. Do you think I set up this late for the hell of it? No, I want an after show.
This is, I mean...
What?
We did 4 hours.
Oh, did we? I'm sorry. Now, you've got stuff there. I know you need to go to sleep and get up early in the morning.
Right, so normally a show is like 2 hours, and then
I'll tell you what, go till half... What is it? What would that be? 11:30?
I'll tell you, it was like the last hour went so fast.
We built the most amount of shit. What time is it there, you say?
12:10.
Okay, we'll go till 1 for after show and then go to bed.
Dude, come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, look. Go away. Go on, look. I'll tell you to fuck off. You fuck off. Nah. Go on. Go on, go, go, go. No, don't. No, 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 no. Oh. No, 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 no. Shit. See what I did? See what I did? Rooster, put your painting closer to the cam. Let's have a look. Jesus, have you got your beard out? Is that how big it is? Let's have a look. She's proper left the room and shit. Listen, make it come closer to the cam. Ah, okay. Fair enough. If I... will you send me a photo of it if I send you one of mine? Well, I wasn't watching. In fact, no. You know what? No. Oh, in fact, no. I don't want to see your painting. Because if I show you and I show Snikes and then everyone sees it, and it's like, you know, no one gets a surprise when I mail it to Heidi and then she can show it on the old theheidishow.com. So stuff. You do not win. Heidi, stop hiding behind the computer. Shit, I think I hear someone come downstairs. Who we got in the chat room? We've got Mike Swan, not Snikes, which I'm guessing is the Snipe Master. Oh, no, I'm not doing fucking Clockwork Orange. Chris tried to get me to do that last week when I was sober and unintoxicated. And that sucked fucking tits. It's on the big T. Dude, right. The big T, I'm sure there's an impersonator out there somewhere because it's Tyler T. Oh, fuck, I've forgotten it. Shit, never mind. Biff, do my Biff impression. You're gonna get it. No, oh, fuck. Well, tell me something to say in Biff language, and I'll say it.
Why am I seeing Absent's ass?
Because I ask to see it. What I ask, I get. If you don't discover that yet, that's what I want. So what does Biff say? Someone said, give me a straw. I want a straw, goddammit. Someone tell me to say something Biff speak, and I'll do my best Biff impression. Get absent to type something in Biff language. Hey, he's gone away, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Hardy, did you add me on AIM or what?
No, I'll do that.
Well, chop chop. Snighty, did you add me on AIM? Cool. Right, it's on my other computer. I can't be asked trying to remember my password and everything on
why
this one.
Why didn't you...
Why I didn't tried... You... I looked for Heidi 137. I sent you. Go on.
Why didn't you spell Cockney right?
I just mistyped it. Well, because you know what I said about Cockney Tony, right? And it wouldn't give me the one that I wanted.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we keeping you up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, right? You wait another fucking 5 hours. You get to my fucking time. All right, and then you see how much occasion you have got. No, I'm not joking. Yeah, it wouldn't let me have it. Someone always had what I wanted to be what I wanted to be, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So I misspelled Cockney once I missed a C out, and it came up, yes, that's available. So I went, right, fuck it, I'll have that. And yes, so I'm on AIM for whatever reason. I can't remember exactly why.
You have to be on AIM. That's what everybody uses.
I do beg your pardon. What was that?
You have to be on AIM. I have a really bad habit of talking through my yawns.
That's okay. I just banned Snarkies. It doesn't seem to be coming up yet.
Why did you do that?
Yep, there it is.
He said he's running out of email addresses. Would you please stop that?
You don't need an email address for live video. You just need a thing. That's the first person I've banned tonight. Come on.
No, that's horrible.
No, this is horrible. Oops. There you can.
You should be mad.
Uh-oh. You're not going to like me in a sec.
I'm computer's mad, too.
Well, no, my computer's got a delay. I click and nothing happens, and about 30 seconds later, something happens. You see, right, this is what annoys me, yeah. Red, red wine. You make me feel so fine. You got me again all the time. Right, you know, the one thing that annoys me, right, is all you Americans, you fucking Americans.
Yeah.
Name the film.
I don't know.
It was, not Life, right? Mean Life. You fucking Americans. It was their death at the end.
Meaning of Life.
Yeah. You know, death at the end is a salmon moose. And he goes, you fucking Americans. Anyway. Don't stick with your mouth full unless you're going to hum. Remember? Please. What was I just saying? Oh, that was it. You fucking Americans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you don't realise is, right, is you're all happy do la 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 now. It's only like over fucking clock. Like, you're just getting your ordering on and that. Right? Mm-hmm. What you got to realise is, you like that, you see I slipped that in. Mm-hmm. Is it's fucking tomorrow here, and I've got to start thinking to be this entertaining or whatever, to be this talkative, I've got to start drinking a hell of a lot earlier than news.
No, so come now. I appreciate that.
So come now is I'm like, far. Imagine if you started drinking that, carried on drinking now for 5 hours, like solid drinking.
I can't imagine that because I'm not a heavy hitting drinker like you.
Oh, I'm not heavy hitting. I haven't drank for 3 weeks. To be fair, right, I've got a, let's see, what is it? It's a, it's only a small bottle of vodka. Looking at it. It's just a normal bottle of vodka, you know, a normal one. Not like a small, big bottle of Smirnoff.
Yeah? At least you pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, there we go. So, it's like that. I've still got about a good, one thumb full left. But I've had about 4 beers, bottles of, Kronenbourg, yep, as well. So, give Snikey's mud.
Give me mud.
Hey. That's not very nice.
Yeah, but you're still on the show. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but what's this? Right? It's dead easy to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only thing is, my computer is really slow in the living room. So.
Oh, but I thought it was my internet that made you drop out.
No, it's my computer in the living room. Shit. So, if I log out, and then I can come back with a different chat name. Oh, this computer sucks ass. Oh, this isn't good. There you go, log out. Sorry, I just couldn't log out.
I like how Gentle Love was, like, PMing everyone in the room, asking if he could, if I would let him jerk off and stuff.
You know what you should do? Next time they do that, Heidi, you should just put them on main cam. They jerk us off. Do you know how you do that?
Yeah, I know how to do that, but then you can't hear me.
Oh, can we not? Well, maybe if they're on during break. Then you should do that then. Just put them on camera.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's what they want. Oh, here I am. I'm back. Oh, come on. Yes, I am 18 years. I am 18 years old.
You have to be 18 years or older to come in this chat room, baby.
I'm just about 18. I haven't actually signed in with any name of the coming. I'm a lurker now. So I can't... Well, I can read what the chat says. I don't care, because I'm on freaking here. 17 and a half. There you go. It's nice. Did you get me a weather dress? I'll send you a photo of what I've so far done with the whore that's nodding ahead. Heidi, you should have some music planned. Have you got music planned already?
Yeah.
Can you play any song off YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Can you play... Give me a second. Did you see my post about how much I love 1991? Well, my two posts.
You post about what?
On Facebook, how much I love 1991.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Do you not check my profile daily?
I do check your profile daily.
How many times a day?
I don't click on everything.
Denied. No, you lose.
I'm too busy playing Bejeweled Blitz.
You fucking are. You fucking are. I want to hate you so much. You like that, didn't you? You fucking cunt.
Yeah, they say I'm back.
Oh, you know
I ain't going nowhere though. Been here the whole time. Yes. Where you been? You back. Matter of fact, apologize. Talk shit now. What?
Talk shit now. Talk shit now. What? Talk shit now. What? Talk shit now. Say something. Say something. Say something.
What? Say something. Yeah. Open your mouth, say something. I fucking dare you. Choking you out till you can't suck in the air.
Fucking your man too. Thinking I can't do what I plan to vet the fans. And I don't care who you shit. Where do Snikies live, Heidi? Or Snikies?
Where do Snikies live? Texas.
That's ages away.
Texas?
State of the Union? What? Does that make sense?
No, it didn't make sense.
It was a Hoot and Greenway reference.
Yeah. Texas, yes.
Yeah,
it was a
taxis.
Hooter and Greenway reference. Texas, I've heard of Texas, but not taxes, you stupid cunt.
You fucking stupid cunt.
Yeah, because that's the way... Because if you were my girl... that's one of the greatest big tea rants ever.
You know what? Where am I up to? They've just had, what was the lesbian's girl name?
With Hooter and Greenway?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a good show.
No, the lesbian girls.
The lesbian girls.
Well, hold on, let me turn the mute and I'll speak to you. Okay. So, with Hooter and Greenway, for whatever reason, I just thought, oh, okay, I'll listen to them now.
Yeah.
And I downloaded like 7 shows, or maybe 10, just randomly. So I've just clicked, like, in the timeline randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and God knows what episode I listened to first.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all Skewiff, if you know what I mean. Yeah, and but now I've downloaded every single one, and I've got about 64 to listen to. And I've done about 14 of them so far. So I'm just up to, on timeline, like, where the Big T's still in it. I know he's not anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if he comes back or whatever.
No.
But the lesbians have just come in studio.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I ever heard that show.
Right. They got 2 lesbians in studio now. Ooh, you kiss. And yeah, so that's that.
If you keep listening, you might hear me calling into their show or something. I used to be friendly with them when we were all on Cringe Radio.
Last time Chris was on your show, and you went, right, end it now, and we'll go, they'll go over to Hooter and Greenway. And I said, yeah, I'll phone in, and I'll say I'm masturbating over Hooter, or whatever.
Yeah.
I tried,
yeah,
but they weren't on. I tried looking a lot for about an hour, but I couldn't find their room on live. The only room that I could find was the Devil Man. What's he called? With Heather, the comedian ass.
Oh, the Hate
Speech Radio. Yeah. Yeah. It was them. I could find them, but there's only like one. But goodbye, Cotney. Snikes. Slater, mate. Slater! Sorry. Goodbye. Goodbye, dear friend. Yeah, I could only find them. Heidi, you know I'm going to hold
this
on
singing,
to...
He was singing, goodbye, Cockney. I'm crying over you.
Sorry, I would. Would you paint me? I'd paint me. Do you know what? Thinking back, right? Not even that far, but a few months back when I was sat, not in the living room, but in the other room. Snipe, you know what I mean? About a month before I started sliding down the banisters and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember you sliding down banisters.
You don't?
No.
Well, you should have watched the fucking the cam. Because the first week, I just slid down the banister. Then the second week, I slid up the banister, Mary Poppins style. And I think it was the third week, I slid down the banister naked.
You slid up the banister, Mary Poppins style?
Yeah, yeah. And then the third week, I slid down the banister naked. I walked off naked, off cam, and then slid down the banister naked. And I'll go behind the scenes here. What I didn't think would happen was, okay, when you put your left leg over the banister and slide down it, your bollocks... no matter shaved, unshaved, whatever,
yeah,
get caught on the banister.
Yes, of course they do.
And stay where you started off.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you slide down. So you're about a meter here and your bollocks are still there. I didn't think of that. That was fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah, that sounds really, really awful.
But, you know, like a trooper, you know, I pretended nothing hurt. I took one for the Heidi show. Won't be the first time, it won't be the last.
Well, you did that on my show.
So if I can't have kids anymore, thanks, Heidi. It's you in the Bannister's book.
How is it possible that you're doing it for my show and I don't even know you're doing it?
That's because you don't pay attention to what's going on.
I try.
How many fingers did I hold up about 2 hours ago? I did it for about an hour.
Oh, come on.
I made a big thing about holding how many fingers up. Snikey's nose. Come on.
You're wearing
At least have a guess.
I don't know.
Come on, Snikey's. Tell her.
15. You were holding 15 fingers up?
No.
See, he doesn't know.
I know, I was making it up. I was hoping Snikey to say, like, sick or something. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, good night, everyone.
Yeah, so, I gotta go.
Yeah, it's 12:30. Ooh.
Well, you have to understand, night. I'm losing a lot of blood, so a lot of energy.
I got some blood for you. Ain't we going to stay until we get everyone out of here? We're not, are we? What's Absent doing? Oh, he's painting still, isn't he?
Yeah.
Absent. Everybody loved the Absent. I want a Cockney theme tune. God damn it.
You want a Cockney theme song?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get one.
I don't know. Can we, yeah. Okay, are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay. This conversation is over. No.
Cogni.
And then come out like a zombie. Ah.
I actually like that.
That's Googleicious.
Why don't you go eat some fucking breakfast, you Cockney bastard?
Yeah, well, if you could see me, I would rip my headphones off, chat and flong, go to bed in disgust. But you can't, so I'm going to sit here as if, like, someone with no life or anything. Let's take it back to the beginning, shall we? Tyler Big T, Fall Out 3. Shit. Although it was a good game, but it was the first game that I played on the PS3 in third person. Is it third person? Yeah.
All right. Once again, thank you to everyone for listening, and thank you.
Slater, Big T. Heidi.
Yeah.
Before you go, while I'm drunk, November.
Yes, November.
See that record button?
Yeah.
Just press stop on it a sec.